The Heidi, Will and Woody Catch-Up on Hit 92.9.
Let's celebrate Belmont Festival launches this Friday with the big light out. Faulkner Civic Precinct comes alive with colour, light, sound and heaps more fun for the whole family.
In this Catch-Up,
comedian Matt O'Kine and Woody's got a bone to pick with Cassie Sainsbury.
The Heidi, Will and Woody Catch-Up on Hit 92.9.
It's a trip and I can bug out to it.
With Heidi Anderson, Will McMahon and Woody Whitelaw.
Xavier Ellis is in the studio. Now, I've asked people to call if you smoke or if you work with somebody who is a smoker because there's a story from Japan here. All right. So, a Japanese firm, and not many people know Woody actually used to speak fluent Japanese, so I'll let you read out the name of the firm, Woods.
Teramakashi, Will.
Oh, no, that's the firm there.
Ooh. P.R.A.
Yeah, I think that's
well
it.
Done. Thank
and
you.
They have a spokesman by the name of...
You have to excuse me if I'm a little bit off because it has been a while since I've done my Japanese bit then. Hirotaka Matsushimi.
Spot on. Well done.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I don't know if that's offensive or not.
I actually think it might be.
No, I think you just offended all of about Japanese.
I was just trying to get the pronunciation correct.
Hirotaka Matsushima.
Thank you. All right. And that's exactly what I said.
Like CEO is...
Don't go again, mate. Get to the bloody story, McMahon.
Listen, it is. So a Japanese firm, this is why I've asked people who smoke and who work with smokers to give us calls, because a Japanese firm has really, I think... got to the heart of an issue that I think a lot of places would be very scared to do. Ooh. They've given non-smokers an extra 6 days holiday to compensate for cigarette breaks.
Mm. Ooh. Well, I guess when I used to work in the UK, some people that had like were on their smoke breaks, they wouldn't take lunch breaks. So they would split their
Let's say they take both. Let's say they take them as well.
Then it probably works out to be about 6 days.
Charlie, you work with smokers, mate?
Absolutely.
What do you reckon? If obviously on a work site, people can smoke a bit more out in the open air, but yeah, they're taking smokos. Would you like more holidays?
Absolutely. I think it's only fair.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? Thanks, Charlie.
I mean, I'm not a smoker, but I'd probably be taking the exact same amount of breaks as those guys and mucking around on the computer anyway. So I'm not going on Facebook or reading the news.
But what if they're doing that as well? What if they're doing smokos, mucking around? Yeah, gotcha.
Isaac from Gooseberry Hill. Hey, Isaac.
Hey, bud. How are you?
You love a dart, mate.
Yeah, man, I love it.
And how often do you reckon that the other people should get a little bit more holidays to compensate for the smoke breaks?
Not really, because it depends where you're working. If you're in office, then
You're outside. You're a plumber as well, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, so dart away, my friend. We'll go to Wendy here from Balgrave. Well, they kind of fall outside the exception, the tradies, because they do smoke on the job a lot of the time.
Yeah.
We've got Wendy, who's an office worker.
Hi, how you going?
Hey, Wendy.
Wendy, obviously, you're a smoker yourself.
Yes, I am.
Great. So how many darts would you have a day?
Maybe 3 or 4 during the office day.
Okay, great. And do you think it's fair then that somebody gets a few extra days holiday because of the time you take smoking?
No. See, I don't drink coffee, so all these coffee workers who go make their coffees and, you know, take 5 minutes each time they make a coffee.
It does add up.
Funny how you always justify it. You always go like...
This is the big... When I was working in this office building in the UK, that was the big debate. But the guys here, even if you see them sometimes when they take coffee breaks upstairs, they're gone for like 20 minutes to make their coffee upstairs. They have a bit of a chat.
Don't snitch on them.
Yeah, look at this. I'm just saying, I haven't said who they are.
Put at least 30 people on our floor to the sword there.
They're probably not listening this morning.
That's a really interesting point from Wendy, though. Yeah. All right, Amy here. Amy, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Amy, you work with smokers?
I do. I work with 2 smokers in a 4-person office.
And you're in the office?
Yeah.
What do you reckon?
I definitely would love an extra 6 days.
Well, we'd all love the holidays.
I'm not asking
whether you'd
Ames.
Like another week. It's whether you, yeah, exactly, whether you think you deserve it.
Well, because every day they're on 5 to 10 minute smoke breaks, getting out to the smoker's area, coming back in from the smoker's area, and then we have to deal with the smoke as well when they come back into the office.
Also, you're punishing them in general.
Well, it is. You don't realise, like, I smoked for years, and I never thought that I stunk. And now when I hang out with smokers, they can just have a couple of puffs and it is
they stink,
pungent.
Oh, horrific.
Yeah, right. Well, look, I look.
I don't think they deserve less holiday because of the smell.
No, and it only sounds like maybe...
Because then they get to a dangerous area where I fart a lot. Like, righto, Woody, you've lost your holidays. Yeah. You fart a lot.
I get an extra week holidays because of you now, mate.
You're a stinky man.
The other thing is, though, I think, which Amy was kind of getting to a little bit, I think, is that there's actually a really good incentive for Japanese people to not smoke then as well. If you know that everyone else is getting a holiday...
Absolutely.
You're not going to smoke. It's good for the health.
Put the darts away and have another week
of holidays. It's good for health the company. Exactly.
Yeah. Punch darts on holiday.
Yeah, I was going to say.
The Heidi Will and Woody Catch-Up on Hit 92.9.
We've got Matt O'Kine.
Yes.
Who's on the show right now. Okay, yes. If you're just listening to us just before, the way we've set this up is because we tried to call him yesterday and he didn't answer his phone, we're punishing him. And the way we're doing this is we are going to have a conversation in here, ragging on him.
Yes.
Making him think that we think that he can't hear us.
Completely fair enough, too. When we come in at 5 a.m. for a phone call yesterday. Yeah.
And he wasn't. Exactly. He wasn't here. So,
I'm so nervous.
So what's going to happen? What's going to happen?
We've got to be mean.
What's going to happen in the next 10 or 15 seconds is you'll hear us be very deliberately mean about Matt O'Kine. He will hear the whole thing.
Okay.
And then we'll bring him up and we're just going to act like everything's normal. Okay. He may continue on with the interview and then just turn his mic off and go, oh my God, I hate those guys.
He may hang up.
Or he may call out the elephant in the room.
He might not be there.
But
on
if you're just about to hear us be mean to Matt O'Kine, then that is why, because we know that he is listening. So we're going to bring him up now and I'm going to start talking mean right about...
Bill, who's this bloke? I don't know. He missed yesterday as well.
I know.
That's not... Why do we give him another chance?
I don't know, mate.
He's a good comedian.
What's his show called anyway?
Catch Matt. Oh, no. That's his
tagline. You thought his show was called Catch Matt. It's not a bad name for a show, actually. Catch Matt.
Have you seen his Stan show, is that?
No, I haven't, mate.
Catch Matt.
He's doing Frio.
His show's not called Catch Matt.
No, I was taking the piss. Well, actually,
no,
I wasn't taking the piss.
And I actually thought it was me.
It says Catch Matt at the Science Spinner Comedy Festival.
I will love it if his show is called Catch Matt.
Oh, okay. Catch
Matt. Apparently he's here.
Yeah, right. All right, hang on. Everyone good to go? Yep. Have we got an opener for him? I'll just tell him we'll play the opener and then.
Yeah.
Is he up? Is he up now? Okay. Hey, Matt, you there, mate?
Oh, I am. And I just heard half your conversation. You're lucky you didn't say. You are so lucky you didn't say anything bad. Jesus.
Hey, Matt.
Oh, man, mate. We've set that up, mate. We thought we were
set. Oh, sure. Whatever. Hey,
We wanted to get you back for yesterday for not turning up. So we're like,
I tell you what, you got me because I was freaking out. I know because I do feel terrible about you.
We heard.
We were wondering if you were going to say something or not, and you've gone straight with it, which is
we thought we were going to have an interview. We were hoping we were going to have an interview with you pretending to just carry on like nothing happened, and then we were going to have to say halfway through, look, we're so sorry, mate. We know we were just slagging you off here and you heard the whole thing.
Sure, yeah. Nice cover-up, guys.
Can I tell you from the bottom of my heart, we actually thought that you would pick that we were taking the piss because you'd worked in radio before.
I know. Look, I felt so bad after yesterday because I used to do exactly the same thing. When people didn't turn up for an interview and it's 5:30 in the morning and it's dark outside and you're like, you can't even answer a phone call.
Should we play your opener now?
I do have to mention though, the slip up from Heidi of thinking your show was called Catch Matt. Now that was legit.
Where did Catch Matt come from?
Because we have written on our sheet in front of us, Catch Matt at the Sidesplitter Comedy Festival.
Yeah, so I was like, what a great name.
I'm with you, Andrew. I thought it was called Catch Matt.
Can I mention though, Matt, as a credit to you, in the pre-show meeting, the decision was that we were going to be talking about you, thinking that you couldn't hear us. And we all agreed, let's really torch him. So when he comes on, it'll be really funny. Yeah. I actually couldn't think of bad things to say about you.
Oh, I turn it up, mate.
Yeah, Will,
you put your hand up. What have you got, mate?
I tried. Yeah. I said, who does he think he is? Like, it's too early for us and stuff.
Yes.
And then can I just point out, that Heidi, absolute turncoat, we're all trying to come up with B-grade payouts, and Heidi just goes through the din. She's like, I'll save my own skin here because I know he is listening. She goes, he's a good comedian. And we've got that. We've got that audio.
Hey, but I also said,
You would have heard that, mate. She's a turncoat. She actually praised you.
Well, no, but I did a couple of times, actually. I then also asked Dave if he liked his show. But if you remember, I said, this guy works in radio. He should know better than to turn up late.
Oh, that was your payout, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, okay. Well,
and then I said, he called his show Catch Matt. Like, really?
Oh, yeah. I'm a ghost of my former self, Heidi. Thanks very much.
Can we ask that?
I mean, wait, look, I tell you what. If you guys want to do this next time, I'll send you an archive of the Triple J text line and you'll have plenty to fire at. Don't worry.
What was the worst feedback you ever got on the text line, Maddie?
You know, it's funny. You never know who's behind it, though, because, like, I got a hate mail on Facebook one day saying, oh, you're crap. You know, you say the same jokes every time. They're not funny, all this sort of stuff. And then I just wrote back, oh, man, you know, that's pretty mean. I'm just, it's a Saturday night. I don't know why you want to ruin my weekend with a message like that. And then he wrote back the next day going, oh, look, I just had a few drinks. I'm so sorry. I feel embarrassed. And then I got another message the next day, and it was his 16-year-old son who said, my dad just told me what he wrote, and I'm so embarrassed of him. His whole family's gathered around the computer on a Saturday night. Yeah, you're sending out hate mails like it's hey, it's Saturday. Like, oh, man.
All right, buddy. Look, I sincerely hope, and I'm sure that it's going to be the case, that down at Sidesplitter Comedy Festival today and tomorrow down at Hamilton Hill Memorial Hall.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, they're off air. Yeah, they're taking me off. Yeah, can you put a reminder, never let me talk to those idiots again, honestly. Do they know who they're talking to? I was on breakfast radio too. Anyway. Oh, wait, hello? Hello? Oh, sorry, you guys there. Oh, sorry, guys. Far out. I didn't mean, okay, sorry. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it heaps. Love being on your show, guys. You guys are awesome. Thanks.
See you, man.
The Heidi, Will and Woody Catch-Up on Hit 92.9.
Big boy.
What, me?
The biggest of the boys.
What?
Well, he has started referring to himself as big boy occasionally.
Sometimes when I'm being an adult, I'm a big boy too. But yeah, you're the biggest of the boys.
Yes.
And gee whiz, have you got a big gig tomorrow.
Oh, God. DJ Will.
DJ Will.
DJ Will.
DJ Will.
DJ Will.
Hey, big boy. Great to see the gigs rolling in. And as your manager, it's been a stressful time. I've been saying no to a lot, but Tipple, the event, will be an event to end all events. It's going to be an absolute ripper.
Yes.
You're going to be performing on...
And can I just say, yes. I was bloody excited about this event until yesterday, Zave. We found out that Woody had rigged up an interview for himself during my set.
Yes,
to talk over the top of you.
I thought he was just doing like a little Facebook Live thing in a back room.
Yeah.
But it's over the bloody PA.
Now, this is what we need to discuss.
Right.
Somehow, Woods, I don't think there's going to be a lot of discussion here.
No, thank you, Dave.
I think there needs to be a bit of push and pull here. A little bit of...
Look,
I'm just saying... Now, I've got my business hat on now. I'm your manager. Yeah. I'm not your mate. I'm your manager.
Okay.
Now, I think it's very important for you. I'm getting the brand out there that people understand who you are and your story. So, yes, I have agreed.
Can't I let the music do the talking?
Yes, well, and as your PR manager, will say is,
you've been
Will, sometimes... Well, I have heard next year I have anyway. Oh,
public. It's a public sacking.
What I would say, Woody, is that you've creeped your way in a lot. You creeped your way into the photos.
And now you want to talk over my set.
Does Woody want to be front and centre? I think this is the question.
Now, there's obviously that elephant in the room, but that can't be addressed now because that's a long conversation. My attraction to the stage and the attention is an issue for us, no doubt. Yes. But look, the situation for tomorrow is... They actually booked me for an interview. They wanted to hear.
You could have said no.
Yes.
No. I tried. Yesterday,
tried.
There was a lot of back and forth. Xavier, you put your goddamn hand down.
I think a resolution is.
Yes.
Woods, we do the interview at midday. We get you there at midday.
Yeah, you can't even early.
I heard you wanted
to. I'll be there at midday. Oh, I can't
The day starts at 10:30. I heard you were really excited about getting there a little bit earlier. You're going to pump up the crowd by chatting with all the peeps.
Am I getting a side bowl at
maybe,
nine?
Maybe, I tell you what. How about this? You run the red carpet for the day.
I'm not sure if there'll be a red carpet. Anyway, we'll move on. He doesn't even have his outfit yet. Is that, look, what I'm telling you, William, is that I did go back to them and said, I'm not sure if an interview.
Just stick a fork in it.
I was putting the fork in and they took my fork out and they said, get forked. No, they said to me, we want to do this interview.
How long is it going to take?
There's a couple of questions. They're all about you. It's not about me, Will.
You knew it before. You can do it before the set. If you start talking during my set, I'll pause the music and it'll be your voice solo over the PA. That's up to you, my friend.
Oh, God.
Matt O'Kine's on the show in about 20 minutes.
Yeah, right.
And we're just going
to
move on.
Are you happy to pause in the middle of your set?
No, but if you want to talk, I will pause for you. And then you'll just be talking solo on a microphone doing an interview with someone. I don't even know.
Well, if you pause, though, can we throw a few questions to you, maybe?
Absolutely not. Yeah, I won't have a microphone.
Yeah. Spring Carnival doesn't have an interview halfway through his set.
I'm playing music.
I've seen a lot of DJs do interviews halfway through sets.
It is going to be down at Kitchener Park. We'll talk about it a little bit later on in the show as well. But if you haven't got a ticket still, tippetperth.com. Client liaison will be there. Do you want to do an interview during their set as well?
Well, I've actually queued one up.
Yes.
Do you get nervous before you perform?
Going great, guys.
The Heidi Will and Woody catch up on Hit 92.9.
Xavier.
Now, Ando, yesterday.
No, just very quiet today, mate. Great to have you in the studio.
Thanks, mate. Well, I lost the plot in the opening segment because I didn't understand anything about the bloody cartoon stuff.
That's right. We were talking CGI.
And he did stay out late partying last night to Birds of Tokyo.
I did go to Birds of Tokyo last night, and it was a great gig.
Yes, it was. Out there with you sent me a message, actually. You were there with Josh Kennedy.
Anyway, yesterday we were talking about school holidays.
Yes.
Summer holidays, beautiful, exciting times for the kids. But towards summer holidays, teachers, I reckon, get a bit narky.
Oh, my God. Some teachers that I remember back to were awful.
Well,
some were really good.
We reflected yesterday. Yes. I made a comment that when I left my school in my country town, my Italian teacher, which surprised me because I was very good at Italian, said to me, I would be expelled from my school in Melbourne within 6 weeks, which I thought was really unfair. But
did that happen?
Not at all. But at the time, I was a bit of a punk. I stood up and made a bet. I made a bet with him.
Did you?
For a can of Coke and a Mars bar, I would not be expelled in 6 weeks.
And did you get your can of Coke?
8 years later, I went back to the school to speak to the kids, year 12s.
Premiership plan.
Underneath my seat was a Coke and a Mars bar.
Was it really?
Oh, yeah, amazing.
Truth. But it made me think, how bloody harsh can some teachers be?
Well, just with their predictions. But you were joining in on this convo yesterday too.
Yeah, I jumped in. I overheard it from my desk and I popped in and talked about the lead singer of the Cat Empire.
Yeah.
He went to the same school as me, and I still remember when he came back and spoke, and it was like, oh, my God, it's Felix from Cat Empire. And this was when that song had just come out. So, you know, unbelievable.
Hello.
Outstanding stuff. Yeah. Anyway, and he said, teacher said to me that you would eventuate to absolutely nothing in your life, and he is now a very well-known lyricist and musician and said, look at me now.
Well, I was thinking yesterday, Zaves, after we spoke about this, so his name was Mr. Bayfield, and he used to bribe me with rainbow paddle pops to shut me up and make me sit down the front of the bus.
Is he still in society or is he in jail?
No, because he would always say, I can never shut this girl up. And he's like, if you can sit there and be quiet, he's like, I'll give you a paddle pop.
Oh,
and
he said,
you're going to go on. He actually predicted what I would go on to do. He's like, this girl, she will make money by, you know, chatting for the rest of her life. That's what he said. So his prediction was
pretty good.
Well, 13, 10, 60. Yep. I want to know what harsh reality your teacher dealt you with a prediction. Okay. It might have been you're going to be expelled. Mr. Cat Empire was going to turn out to be nothing. Mm-hmm. But also, if your teacher was right, if you have just been a failure and he absolutely got hit, he was a good teacher and he hit it on the head.
Okay, cool. So teacher predictions up next. 13, 10, 60. Give us a call. Getting on the OS puts you in the draw to win 50K to fly away. Albert Einstein would be one that put his hand up for that as well. He got told he'd be absolutely nothing.
Really?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So what did he do?
Yeah. He was a mathematician.
The Heidi Will and Woody catch up on Hit 92.9.
Now, yesterday we found ourselves reminiscing about our school days. Mm. Now, Ando, I think you might have been more like me.
Yeah.
A little bit brattish, and you two boys
I wasn't a brat.
Were you naughty?
You weren't a brat.
Ando, come on.
Oh,
mate.
Yeah, like, I did get suspended a couple of times.
Yeah, so yeah. I think you're a little bit more like me. You two boys were nerds.
Well, Woody was the school captain of a private school in Melbourne. And I was, I was just
people thought I was going to be a politician. They were like, yep, he'll be a politician. And look at... Look at me now.
And we were talking this morning, actually. You'll still have your dreadlocks when you're 60. So you're killing it, mate. Anyway, we're reminiscing about how harsh some teachers could be with their predictions for your life.
Yeah,
I was told I'd be expelled and back in the country within 6 weeks. Mr. Cat Empire, who are a very successful band.
Felix, the lead singer, got told you'll equate to nothing, and he came back as a number one recording artist. We've got Sam here from Noranda. Hey, Sam, how you going?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Good. Your teacher made a prediction about you.
Yeah, my teacher told me that I should never go to uni, and I've just completed my master's degree.
Ah, brilliant.
Why did they say never go to uni?
Because I was a little bit chatty in the class and friends with everybody.
I think you have to give teachers credit the other way, though, Sam. I'm not sure about what your scenario is there, but often they can judge your character and go, I know that if I tell this kid that they're not going to make it, that they're going to do everything in their powers to make it.
Yeah, true. Will. So
yeah, well, it's...
Will.
What do you mean?
Real credit to the teacher there. Good on, and teachers are outstanding.
Do you know what I mean?
They foundation.
Great job. And I think that a lot of the time you see a kid and you go, right, I know that he's so competitive that if I tell him he's not going to make it, he's going to put his head down and give it a crack.
I was so focused on not getting expelled for that coke.
Exactly. You had a bet with your teacher. You had a bet with your teacher that you get expelled and you bit him a Coke and a Mars bar, which, what, in year six would have been...
Huge.
Everything.
Oh, no, that was it.
That was everything for you. Coke and a Mars bar.
I would have just got expelled to come back. Oh, no, because you wouldn't have...
No, I would have to pay.
We've got Armin here from Canning Vale. Hey, Armin.
Morning, guys.
You had a teacher who made a prediction about you, mate.
Yes. So I was year 12 back home. I'm originally from Iran.
Yep.
And I was applying for coming to Australia on a student visa.
Yep.
I asked my physics lecturer, how do you think I will do? Do you think I'll be a bit successful? And he was like, no, I don't think so.
Oh.
And 10 years later, I have my citizenship. I bought my house 3 years ago, and I'm a mechanical designer.
You're killing it.
Yeah,
congrats, mate.
Boy.
And we'll grab the audio. If we could just get his email, we'll send it over to him, mate. Hey, Alfbucks up next. $10,000 to give away there. I just want to go back to this Coke and a Mars bar thing.
Yes.
Oh, here we go.
So you had the bet with the teacher, Coke or Mars bar, that you wouldn't get expelled. You didn't get expelled. Nope. You went back and you spoke at the school. And
about 7 or 8 years later.
And you left a Coke and a Mars bar under your chair.
Yes.
Did you speak to him afterwards?
Mr. Faruja.
Mr. Faruja, did you speak to him afterwards?
Yeah, briefly. Yeah, he's a nice guy. Like, we got on really well. I must have matured over that time.
Did you speak Italian to him?
Ciao, Mickey, I'm a heavy.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
Hi, I'm Dr. Nikki, sexologist and relationship expert. As a sexologist, I get asked a lot of questions.
When you look at the internet, what images do you look at?
Are we doing it right? Am I normal?
Figuring out whether I want other people in my life to know about this.
There's a lack of permission and education out there.
It depends on the connection you have with people.
Where there's so much information that's needed that here's a platform where I can say all the things that I can't say on air.
So I have one leg that's suspended off the ground.
So this is why I've started Sex and Life. Download me, Dr. Nikki with Sex and Life, podcast1.com.au and the Podcast One app.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch up on Hit 92.9.
Let's talk about cocaine Cassie. We all know who she is. She is the girl in Colombia.
We're calling her Headphone Cassie Woods.
We've changed
all the media peeps, if you read their stories, they're calling her Cassie.
Yeah, well, that's...
Okay, but we're on this show, are mature, absolutely. And we're going to call her Headphone Cassie.
We will.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, Headphone Cassie, if you haven't heard, I'm sure you have, she is in Colombia. She was putting a whole bunch of cocaine into headphones, trying to bring it back to Australia. Now, she's been caught. Naughty girl.
Yeah.
The news that's come out today...
Yeah.
it has just put something right up me goat. I'm not happy about it. She's obviously fighting it. She's doing the plea deals and da-da-da-da.
Apparently, what, 6 years or something she's getting?
I don't know the exact details about where it's at, but they're currently negotiating, etc., doing all the law stuff, Wilbur, which you'd be right across. I don't know if you knew this, William.
Yeah, well, I think I read the article today as well, but go on.
Yeah, right.
Yep.
Will knows. Xavier,
I won't know it.
I don't know if you know this.
I won't know because I don't read.
Apparently, the Australian government has tipped in $100,000 to fund her support.
I did read that today.
So did I. And it's our taxpayers' money.
We're paying for it.
Our taxpayers' money.
Can I say something?
No, you can't.
Can I please?
Yeah, righto.
I know that it's our hard-earned taxpayers' money.
I mean, Will, I'm a good Australian
citizen. I just figured out that if the 22 million people in our population chip in,
yes,
then we'll be paying less than a tenth of a cent.
So why are we chipping in, though?
Yeah, but... Yeah.
Less than a tenth of a cent.
I don't want that to go to her.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's fair
she
enough.
Should be using that to go some of the money that...
Education. Schools. Roads.
I'm just saying it's less than a tenth
my
of a cent.
My future, not hers.
There's not even an amount of money that will quantify what that is.
Yeah, but then
but you can put, as a sum, the money towards bettering this country.
Yeah.
Not helping somebody who got a little bit naughty in Colombia.
You don't think that as a PR thing for the nation that it's good to show people that your country is going to help you if you get in trouble overseas?
I think it gives you an easy out.
Yes.
There's going to be more headphone cases, isn't there?
I know if I found myself in trouble that I'd like to think that the government would help me overseas.
Well, it depends what you're doing.
Well, anyway.
It does. But I also think that people can make mistakes and find themselves in a bad situation.
Surely Malcolm can just find a bit of money somewhere
Well, the government uses... Whenever there's something bad that the government puts money into, it's always slandered as, it's taxpayers' dollars. That's
hard
where the government makes money.
It's how hard it's money.
Through tax.
Anyway, 131060. I think...
Or through the plebiscite right now.
Yeah, the plebby. 131060. 131060, I do want to ask, because the government is giving $100,000 to defend a drug trafficker.
Yes, go
sorry,
on.
Mate, what were you saying? Onwards. Because the government is paying $100,000 to a drug trafficker in Colombia, I want to ask people now,
yep,
what do you need a bit of cash for from the government?
Also, what do you want the hard-earned taxpayers' dollars
going to? Because I want to hear from people, because if we're chucking money at drug traffickers, allegedly, then let's see what else. Maybe you got a parking ticket yesterday and you're going, Malcolm? Wouldn't mind a bit of cash to pay me parking ticket.
Find some money here and pay these for the peeps?
No, the government.
Oh, I thought that's what we were doing.
No, I thought
you were going to pay the parking.
Yeah, no. Government. Oh. Government. Oh, we'll
very,
put it
very tough quarter over here for Will and Woody.
I saw the numbers.
I know.
It's truth.
Yeah, it was great.
What are we doing?
What are you doing? We'll talk about that off air.
Yeah, right. So 131060. What do you want a bit of cash from the government for? They're giving
hard-earned taxpayer dollars.
They're giving it out.
They're not just giving it out.
Well, they clearly are, mate.
He's got in touch with Malcolm.
$100,000.
Julie Bishop's in charge at the moment, actually. She's just up the road.
Get her on the phone.
She is just up the road.
Jules paid for me coffee this morning. I didn't traffic drugs, allegedly.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch up on Hit 92.9.
$100,000 of our hard-earned taxpayers' money is going towards headphone Cassie. In Colombia, which, my heart goes out to Cass. She's stuffed up. Yep. But I just don't think that my hard-earned money should be going to pay her legal bills. That's just where I'm at, Will.
And they're hard-earned dollars, Woods. They're hard-earned dollars,
Do you think, her family should have paid?
Oh, wherever it should come from. But, I'm not chipping in. I mean, if she wrote me a text message and said, Woody, can I borrow some money? Then I'd be fine. I'd be like, Cassie, I've got to know you. Here's $20.
The more important thing is, Woods, that you think other people have higher priorities for the hard-earned taxpayers' dollars, like George from Gosnells has given us a call. G'day, Georgie boy.
Good morning. How are you going,
George?
Guys?
Hey, George.
Where would you like to see the government's hard-earned taxpayer dollars go?
I've got $10,000 owing on my car, and I'd love that paid off.
Wow. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Hey, what sort of car are we talking, George?
It's a Toyota Corolla.
Beautiful.
How good would that be?
I mean, you deserve it.
As I said, you're over here in WA. Julie Bishop, she's now in charge. Yeah. She's over here.
And you're a good citizen, George. You don't sell cocaine?
No, I work at McDonald's.
Right, what would you say?
I'm going to leave that there.
He also provides us our Big Macs.
George is also from Gosnell, so there's a 50-50 in that scenario. So we're going to go straight to Kelly here.
What if he said yes, Woody?
Well, we probably would have dumped. Kelly. Kelly from Bottle Grow.
How are you going, guys?
Hey, mate.
Good. What do you want?
I'm still laughing from the last call.
Yeah. I think we all are. Kelly, what do you need the cash from the government for?
Oh, on Tuesday, I'm sure everyone knows, Melbourne Cup.
Yes.
I need some money to put a quaddie on.
Oh, I love the idea.
And that's a bit of fun for you. I mean, we don't condone gambling on this show, but it's a bit of fun.
Responsibly.
Isn't it?
Well, if they're paying for drug traffickers, I'm sure they can put some money on the horses.
Into the punt for you. So what do you reckon? Everybody in Australia gets a $2 mystery bet on the Melbourne Cup.
How could that be?
Yeah, Xavier's on board with it. Absolutely.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
Oh.
Hi, Tiffany Hall and Cass Dunn here. We are so excited to share with you our new show called Crappy to Happy. And Cass, there are so many ways to feel crappy.
Absolutely. We're stressed, we're busy, overwhelmed, eating too much sugar, emotional eating.
Oh my gosh, there's so many.
You're a personal trainer, I'm a psychologist. Together we've worked with thousands of people to help them improve their emotional, mental, physical well-being.
It's going to be so much fun. And you're going to learn a lot along the way.
And so are we.
And so are we from each other. So go to podcastone.com.au and tune in.
The Heidi Will and Woody Catch-Up on Hit 92.9.
Now, look, other people have got claims as to why they would deserve. Like the hard-earned Australian dollars.
You got Jenna here from Mandurah. G'day, Jenna.
Hi.
Hey, how Jenna. What do you want some taxpayers' cash for?
I want the taxpayers' cash for a holiday to Bora Bora.
Oh, my gosh. I am with you.
I'm going to be honest. It sounds a little bit selfish. What's in it for the boys? A cheeky photo album on Insta?
It's a cheeky photo album.
Sounds like she's keen.
What's in it for the country?
I see. It's got to go both ways.
Could be for the ladies as well, a cheeky photo on Insta.
No doubt. Jenna? So, Jenna?
Yes?
No, we're not engaging this conversation anymore. Sorry, Jenna.
Go on, Woody, keep asking it.
I've buried myself
enough. Why don't we move to Stacey?
Sorry?
Let's go to Stacey.
Stacey from Coburn. Hey, Stacey.
Hey, Stace.
Hi, guys. How you going?
Good, mate.
Good. What do you need the taxpayers' cash for? You deserve it more than headphone Cassie.
Yeah, I want to take my 6 kids and my family to go get to season passes for Adventureworld.
Oh, right. That's pretty good.
Now, I'm trying to think again. He's standing a little bit on the selfish side.
But they've all been selfish, haven't they?
Yeah, they have been. What's in it for the country, Stacey?
It keeps my kids off the street.
Yep.
You've won us over. Okay. You've won us over. Well done.
Well done, Stacey. Oh, my God.
Let's celebrate. Belmont Festival launches this Friday with the big light out. Faulkner Civic Precinct comes alive with colour, light, sound and heaps more fun for the whole family.
The Heidi Will and Woody Catch-Up on Hit 92.9 with Heidi Anderson, Will McMahon and Woody Whitelaw. Available on iTunes or your favourite podcast app.